the 909 number.
Love Talk Radio.
Yeah, let him know the office if I don't see y'all mic.
With no shoes on their feet, and who is asking about the garbage? I think I see a bad lady. I think I see a homeless man. Now why don't you take a look in the mirror and tell me who you see? It can happen to you, and it can happen to me. They're invisible, they don't exist. We gotta show a little humanity. We gotta do better than this. Whoa, who's that that I see? It could be you, or it could be me.
Hey, this is Brother Drew X coming to you live from Funktown, Fort Worth. We're listening from some of our brothers in the street that's hitting the children, feeding folks and the children. Right now, I'm on the line with one of the chairmen, Brother Isaiah X, former New Black Panther Party, still in the struggle, working hard. Brother Isaiah, you on the line with me?
Yes, I am, brother. How's everything going?
All right, Brother Isaiah, let the people know, who you are and how far you go back with community activists, and let us know what we're doing today out here.
First, let me just say that I was one of the original counselors here in Fort Worth, started way back in 93, chief of staff, started out, and when I retired, I was chairman of Fort Worth. So, I've always been with the Panthers, and I still support the Panthers 100%. You know, right now I'm a community organizer, organizing the community and doing whatever we need to do to uplift the community. And that's what I do. And right now we're having a food and clothes giveaway. And as we do that, you know, we always let the people find out what the people need for future events and for future things. You know, we got education, things to pass out, try to help some of these people who dropped out, not getting back in school, at least, get their diploma, because you got to get some paper, legitimate paper. So, yeah, it's everything from an education, what we're going to
do. All right, so also, brother, I know you are here to stop the violence movement, too. What's up with all the teen-on-teen, black-on-teen violence?
Oh, yeah. In fact, just a couple of weeks ago, we had some teenagers jump another teenager in the school, and they pretty much was beating them down, and even though a police officer came by, he didn't stop. So, yeah, you know, violence is just out of control, and it seems like there are a lot of ways to get a hold of our youth, and only allow them to pretty much make their own rules, and that's our fault. You know, we should have been always there. When they start putting on the blue rag and the red rag, you know, we sat back and did nothing. And back then, I was a teenager. I knew not to join, but, you know, the fact that I saw them around and nobody was doing anything to intervene. Now, once they picked up the guns and started blasting, you know, first thing they did was that they ran to the police. Well, when they started blasting, first thing I did was I got suited and booted, you know, and hit the street. And that's where I've been ever since. And the thing about it is that once you start getting involved in teens' lives, even if they're hardcore gang members, they will remember what you say. And that's what we need to keep concentrating on. Keep dropping that seed. Keep letting them know that it's a different way. But at the same time, we got to open these doors for them. And us as adults, that's something we've been lacking. We never did that correctly.
All right, Brother Isaiah, we're going to play a song and see if we can get some more brothers and sisters on the phone with us for Hall Redoff.
Out here today. The pastor is out here today. We got some Nation of Islam out here, and we got a bunch of just going church people out here, and we want to stop the violence in our community, and this is what we're stressing out here today. And we got clothes drives, we got people coming up, getting us some nice clothes and everything. We got some good food out here. Everybody is just fellowshipping and networking and having a good time.
All right, sounds good, and we appreciate all the stuff that y'all do, keeping things going. We, you know, brothers and sisters in the streets, just for real about our children, and they got the children out here today. They got the Nation of Islam out here today. They got the Peace, the Panthers, the different organizations out here today, New Black Panther Party, One Accord Coalition. We all out here for our people, representing our children. We have a live, they're passing out clothes, toothpaste, you name it, it's out here. The kids in the bouncing house having a good time. At the magic, you can hear the DJ in the background. All right, anything else, Sister Faye, you want the people to know?
Well, I just want to invite everybody to just find out what Southeast Kingdom Neighborhood Association is doing, because I am the vice president. We're trying to make sure that things, that development comes to our community, and that we want to get the residents out that's in the houses and in the apartments and everything, so we can find out what's going on with the pipes that's going under our ground for our arms, so we can be able to get some of those benefits, you know, for our families and be able to support us. We want to find out what's coming to our community, and that's the best way for you to find out the Neighborhood Association. And if you're not by us, join your own Neighborhood Association or make one in your own community, because our voices are stronger that way.
All right. We appreciate that, Sister Faye, and we will be working with you and networking with you. We are concerned about our brothers and sisters, and especially those children. That's what it's all about, is protecting and raising our children, showing them something different so we can get them out the street where there won't be no black-on-black violence or any kind of violence. If we show our children something different, they'll grow up to be something different. And we appreciate that, Sister Faye.
Well, thank you for having me on, Drew.
All right, flat power. Yeah. All right, y'all, that's what we have going on. We're broadcasting live. It's windy. We're outside representing for our children. And I know the music kind of loud. I'm trying to get away from it, but you know, hey, sometimes when you're doing it live, you can't control the elements. And it's all about helping people, man. It's, you know, and if you are, charity should be in everybody's heart. You know, it's not all about ourselves. You got to remember, our ancestors that gave them lives, their lives for us, that was charity. And you can show charity in many ways. It don't have to be with money. It could be with your time. It could be with anything. But, you know, do something for the people. Do something for our children. That's the number one. That's your number one commodity, is our children. And if we can get up and give some of our time to our children to show them something different, it'll be a better day. If you can see some of these children that are smiling, these children are smiling. They're happy, and they just like people to reach out to them. They're in line getting boxes of clothes, toothpaste items, and all kind of hygiene items, and they feeding the children. They got the bounce house, like I said, going, and they all just networking, just having nothing but fun. That's how we do it. We keep it real. And we suggest everybody, you know, reach those children. If you want to stop black-on-black violence, ask yourself, am I doing anything to make a difference in any child's mind to show them something different? And if so, we salute you. If not, we ask you to get busy, because it's going to take each one of us to teach many to show them a better day. Let's see if we can get some of this live sound over here. Let's see if we can get some children on the line with us. Hold on a second. Let me see. All right, y'all, I'm back here with one of the Pastor Carter, the event organizer of this event, and I'm going to let Pastor Carter tell you the importance of working and networking with the children and stopping this black-on-black violence, all right?
Hey, I appreciate y'all letting us come on board and listen, but, man, basically what we're trying to do is trying to stop the black-on-black crime and pull together as one accord. You know, we appreciate partnering with the Panthers, and we appreciate partnering with the Nation of Islam, but little do you know, we can't do it by ourselves. So what we're trying to do, man, is stop the movement, man, start a good movement here in Fort Worth, Texas, and go ahead on and go to Dallas with it, man. Dr. King had a dream and passed it on to us. So I feel like, man, if we pull together as one and unite as one, man, everything will be all right. So you can contact Brother Isaiah, and I just want to be a part of, you know, the new Black Panther. We're glad to be a part of Stop the Violence Incorporated. Thanks, and you have a great day.
All right, that's Pastor Carter, and we appreciate him and doing all this hard work on behalf of our brothers and sisters. He done had plenty of rallies to stop the violence. Like I said, we have to try. If we don't try, then we fail. But if we try to reach our children, our most important commodity is our children. And we appreciate Pastor Carter and the One Accord, the Coalition, the Nation of Islam, and all other brothers and sisters that's working on the struggle for our children and our brothers and sisters. All right, y'all. All right, we go. All right, all right, we'll be back with somebody else in a minute. Just hang momentarily while we find us another speaker. I'm gonna see if I can get some of these children to speak. All right, I'm going to speak to one of you, to Brother Larry Jones. He's going to speak out on black-on-black violence. What he's going to just tell you in his words what how that affects him.
Well, black-on-black violence means to me is we need to stop hurting each other, our brothers and sisters, and the ministry and stuff like that, and help our community to stop this violence.
All right, that's Brother Larry Jones, young brother. How old are you, Brother Larry? Just 15 years old, and just speaking out, you know, about black-on-black violence. We're losing our brothers and sisters left and right. All right. All right, who we have with us, Pastor?
Right here.
All right.
Another founder right here.
Okay, another founder. Okay, what's your name, Brother?
Lafayette.
Brother Lafayette, tell the people what this is all about and what it means to stand up for our children.
What's going on? This is Brother Lafayette Hayes. Blessed to be out here today, be able to minister to the Southside community over here in Prince Hall and over here in Southside area, being able to be a blessing to a lot of children and adults with supplies and clothes, all type of toothpaste and hygiene materials. It's just a tremendous blessing to help advance and build up the kingdom. Come on out and support us. Stop the violence. Incorporated. God bless you. God's blessings upon you. And we'll see you the next time we have a major event in each community. Come out and support us and be a part of this great movement of God. All right. All right, y'all. Hold one moment. All right, back with y'all. Let me see if I can get a member. Nate, you're going to speak with us real quick.
I'll just use this one. I ain't sure if you are still. Okay. I know if you can listen to it, Brother Darrell, just tell us what this is about. Okay, I'll sure.
All right. I hope you understood that. I got this message out. I think it was on. All right, so introduce yourself to the listeners and let them know what this is all about.
Hi, this is Coach Hudson from Morningside Middle School. Just letting you know we're out here to represent Stop the Violence in our community. Wanted to enhance student awareness and community awareness of what's going on as far as connecting the schools, the parents, and the teachers all in one. So Morningside Middle School is all for Stop the Violence here in our area. Thank you so much.
All right, that's the coaches. Everybody coming out. We got the teachers, the coaches of the schools out in the street. We all trying to give our time to help our children. And I'm not sure if we heard Minister Harris comment or not, but hopefully that comment got through. If not, I want to do that again. All right. Just a second. We'll see if we can get some more children. I want the children to speak. It's important that the children speak and let us know what's going on our youth. Give me 30 seconds and I'll see if I can get some of our youth on. All right, back with you. The computer is down, so that's making it difficult to see the callers. So callers, I can't see if you got one press. My computer is down. You know, it's one of the spare of the moments, broadcast or don't broadcast. So I think it's always important to let our listeners know that we out here working on behalf of our children. I'd like to take some pictures. I'll post them later on the show page so people can see what it looked like. And I'm going to see if I can get a member of the Rainbow Push organization on with us. Just a sec. Give me 30 seconds. All right, I'm with Brother Tanya also. He also represents the food bank around here in Fort Worth and a member of the Rainbow Push Coalition. And I'll let him speak and let him know what this means to him.
Just speak. Good afternoon, everybody. Just want to say thank you for the opportunity to be able to speak with you and share this beautiful day we have over here in the sunny south side of Fort Worth. We're able to come and serve our people, be able to, you know, see smiles on kids' faces and give some hope to some grown adults who didn't have it maybe a day ago or so, to be able to serve them and be able to come back and just do things that need to be needed in our community. So if you're here, if you're around, and you want to get involved, we got three sets of apartments here. We got Park Terrace Apartment, Prince Hall Apartments, and we also have Dugan Valley Apartments here on the south side of Fort Worth. And they got people here that look just like you that are saying, hey, if you need me, if you're willing to help, we're here to take it, and that's what we're out here doing. And I want to say just a shout-out to my good friend, Brother Mark, for actually putting this together, having a forethought to get the communication out. Then we need to help our people, man. It's a time. November's a time of giving, and that's what we're doing. We're giving back to the community. So please, if you're out there and you're hearing this, don't miss the next one. Thank you.
All right, thank you. As Brother Collier, y'all are representing the Food Bank and Rainbow Push Coalition. That's how we're doing it. We're doing it strong. I got some Panthers that's lost trying to call me. We got a lot of things going on. They're trying to get over here where we're at. But, hey, we got to do this for the children. We'll get to them also. Hey, all right, I'm with my brother right here, Brother Williams, also a family member with Charlotte Mays, city councilman. I'm gonna let him say some things about what he how he's out networking with the children and the people.
Thank you there, Brother Drew. Southeast Senior Neighborhood Association is a conglomerate of neighborhood association and community members out to make sure that the public has the things that it needs. We're just so glad that the Black Panther Party and, and affiliates of the partners came out to support our effort, and we'll be doing a lot more of this in the community up in Southeast Fort Worth. Thank you, and have a nice day.
All right, that's Brother William. We got all kinds of people out here, all types of organizations out here, and we just out here representing our brothers and sisters, you know, just showing some love. That's what it's all about. And show some love, and love will be shown back to you. All right, Brother Isaiah, you got anything else to add?
All I got to say is that if you live in Fort Worth, you know, try to get in contact with me. My number is 817-655-5626, Isaiah X. If you just want to help out in the community, you know, how you doing, Sister Mary? Yeah. That's one of our members right there, too. Yeah. And just help out. Come on. Call me. I mean, the worst is plenty. The worst is a few. So just come on and let's help out our community.
The one in the... No, Brother Amos. All right, we're going to bring another one, member up there, Brother Amos, to see if he has some words. The words that you say about this event today.
Oh, okay. Yes, my name is Amos Howard, and I'm a senior. I'm Peace Corps 10, so, you know, my comments might be just somewhat different from the rest. But I look at this as a spin-off from what initially started back in the 60s, and when we was kicking, sitting in, waiting in, and whatever. But today, this Stop the Violence move is important as far as the young people are concerned. Because I see it as an effort to take back what was lost during the so-called integration period. So I take great pride in being here. Although, being by this, I try to give them an example of what happened and what can happen to people when they lose their weight. So today, we're in the process of redirecting, especially young people. And the main thing is keep the eye on the prize, in which a lot of us, people of my generation, have like, kind of like dropped the ball. So we're trying to encourage the young people not to make the same mistake that we made in the day. And I'll be here as long as God allows me.
Thank you. All right, it's Brother Amos with the One Accord Coalition. The elders have been in the struggle for a long time. Let's go back and see if we can get Minister Down one more time and speak one more time. We're going to get Minister Down to let him be heard one more time. All right, Minister Down. Yes, Stop the Violence. Stop the Violence. We're here at Kingdom Manifestors Church here on the south side of Fort Worth. We're trying to do some good work in the community and help out our children to understand that the violence that we are partaking in right now, that we want to stop that violence so that we can have an opportunity to come together and start building a future for our people. And the youth need to be a part of that movement. We have to understand that economics is one of the things that we need to concentrate on to empower ourselves. Because everyone now has to understand that you see America set up where each community, if you will, has something going for themselves. You have the Hispanic community that are building. You have the Italian community that is building. The Jewish community that is building. The Irish community that is building. The Haitian community that is building. What about those of us who were born here in America, the black community in America? When are we going to come together and build something for ourselves? And I believe, as a steward of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and that we right now are primed to do that for ourselves. But we have to understand that unity is the key to our liberation. We can have what others have right here and have greater than what others have right here, because we as black America are the most intelligent of all our people on the planet, because we have been living in a highly technicalized nation here, so we have the ability to do everything that we will. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said we have all that we need to build a nation for ourselves. So let us begin
to focus on building the nation and make sure that we understand that to stop the violence that we're talking about is only one part of what we need to get a handle on. And may God bless us to do the best that we can, and I'm sure he will. And I'm Brother Daryl, Muhammad Miles from the 52, just your brother, and I wish to, I hope to see you again. I'll come later.
All right,
thank you, sir. All right, that's Minister Farrell. Nation Israel speaking. We've been representing all our brothers and sisters, trying to get us some youth on the phone. Our youth kind of bashful, but hey, that's where we at. All right, trying to check my time and everything, see what's up. You know, like I said, everybody, this is Brother Drew Edge, calling off that Black Nation Task Force. That's what we're doing. We're trying to bring all our people together on this Black Nation Task Force to work on behalf of our children. No egos, no big eyes, just us, just we, working on the behalf of our children. And let me see if I can get the photographer that takes all the pictures for the Stop the Violence and all the other bits we do. Let me see if I can get him to say some words.
Oh, no, you just say, oh, and just you know, you're the photographer, just introduce yourself and just say peace.
Hey, how you doing? This is Wayne Watson from Extreme Work Studios. We're out here with the Stop the Violence deep in the heart of South Side at the Kingdom Church. And we just want to say we want everybody to support us, come out. We thank y'all. We're trying to start this movement about helping stop the violence in our neighborhood among all our young Black men, young Black women. We're trying to put the message out about these young men, try to teach them how to be men and the women how to respect themselves. So we appreciate everything that's been done so far. We need your help. Please look us up. Stop the Violence Group Campaign, LLC. Come to the neighborhood near you. Thanks.
All right. That's what we're talking about. Everybody networking, and we, you know, we got photographers. This movement. And that's what we're talking about. Let's see if we can get some of these Black Panther brothers and sisters to speak. Just give me our attention. All right, y'all give me a hold on a second. It's going to probably take me a couple of minutes. I'm trying to help some brothers and sisters who are trying to get out here calling me. Hold on a second. All right, he's back with you. Hear a little music that you out here dancing. I'm trying to help my brothers to get home. Y'all give me a second. One second. We're not off there. Just hold on. All right, y'all, sorry about that. We got brothers and sisters trying to get here. Yeah, that's why, you know, we encourage everybody to leave out together. We won't be lost like that. But that's how it goes sometimes. When you're doing stuff live, everything's live. But we're back with you just, you know, having a good time. Hope y'all having a good time. Hope y'all been able to hear everything. You know, we're just doing it for our people, putting it down, doing it real. We come out of our neighborhood. We travel. We don't mind. We don't mind because we connected. We don't have no boundaries all over the world.
Right.
All right, people were coming up to me, excuse me, asking about the new Black Panther Party while we were doing the program. So, hey, you know, when you're doing something live, you don't know how it's going to go, but that's how it is. You know, Brother Drew X representing the new Black Panther Party, Black Nation Task Force. Hey, I'm representing everybody. Everybody that's in our nation, I represent you. I'm representing our babies and sisters, our brothers and sisters. Hey, that's what it's all about, our children. Our children, it's all about our children. Sometimes you can't reach that up. But I guarantee you, if you train a child in which way it should go, it'll stay on that path. So try to reach the children. That's what we're doing. Let me see if I can get somebody else to speak. All right, I'm going to let one of the sisters tell you what she see out here.
Hello, so we have a nice crowd out here, a big turnout. going real good. Everybody's happy. And everybody's pleased. It was a nice time.
All right. That's one of our Bashful Panther members. Yeah, we got Bashful Panthers. I don't know how they're going to be bashful in the party. But, hey, it takes all types to make up our organization. But that's what we're doing. The kids having a good time. I think I'll give y'all a little song break time. We're doing a spanking leg out here. I'll just tap with you right back. All right. You're having fun out here. I just wanted to, we're over here, this event is actually located near some projects. You know, that's what they call it, what most of our brothers and sisters do well. So people walking all the way, you know, this is it's on a church property. So people walking all the way from the projects over here, and you can see them and just coming from a few miles. That look like they just come and just hear that music. You know, music is a good way to draw out the youth. So you got to know that a lot of people use music to contaminate our youth. We can also use the music to bring our youth back to us and then educate them when they get to us. So that's what we're talking about. Just learn how we trick and we can counter that move and get our children back. That's what it's all about. I want to get some of these youth to speak. I'm going to try to talk to some of them. So if you hear me go silent, we're not out there. I'm just talking to the youth, trying to get them to speak, get them to open up. And that's what we're about. Hey, it's all about the youth. That's why I do it. That's why I got up early this morning on this Saturday evening to go out there and network with my brothers and sisters and the youth. And that's what's all important to me. Hey, all about the children. So, the win today. I got brothers and sisters. I hate about a lot of this distraction, a lot of distraction that we have because I got brothers calling me. They lost. You know, we're not in our town. We're in another town, and they lost. And I'm trying to help them click over to help them to get in to find their way out here. But that's pretty much how it goes. I'm gonna see if I can get some of you to speak with. Hey, how y'all brother doing? All right. Y'all want to, hey, I'm broadcasting, man, on the radio. Y'all want to give us a few words about black-on-black violence? Anybody like to say something? I used to kind of chat. But I see this brother want to say something. That brother wanna, all right. Well, we say black power to y'all youth. All right. That's how you, they kind of bash me. Ain't nobody used to speaking. I say black-on-black violence. They kind of glitter. They might, you know, they ain't going to say it. We'll keep it positive. Keep it 100. All right, we're going to try some more use. There's plenty of them out there. There were about five brothers walking in a set, you know what I mean? Yeah. We don't give up. We got to ask. You got to approach our youth. You can't be scared of them. You got to go. If you're scared of them now, you're going to be scared of them when they later. I tell you that, but yeah, so let's see if we can find some more. Yeah, we got a few minutes left on the radio. Hopefully we gave y'all a good broadcast to tell you what it was all about. And we trying. You know, it's live. I ain't got no water with me. I'm going to have to go get some. I am cotton mouth right now. Talking excited and also distracted, trying to help brothers find their way here. So y'all forgive me a little bit. But Brother Jude, just trying to bring y'all a little taste of what life is all about, our youth. And I keep saying that, our youth. That's what it's all about. Because if you don't have no youth, then you don't have no nation. No youth, no nation. Remember that. No youth, no nation. And we're talking about that black nation. That's right, Black Nation Task Force talking about black nation building with our brothers and sisters of any organization. Today you heard from all kind of brothers. You heard from Rainbow Push Organization. You heard from One Accord Coalition. You heard from the Nation of Islam, New Black Panther Party. You heard from our neighborhood associations. You heard from food banks. That's right. You heard from our youth. You heard from the school principals. Oh, yes. Oh, also, we had a coach out here. She got her whole basketball team out here, and they networking in with the youth. And so that's what we're talking about. It's all, it takes all the to raise a village. Don't forget that. It takes all A-L-L. Just put some more L's on it. Make sure you understand all of us to raise a village. That's right. So that's how we're doing. Brother Drew is, I need a water break, but my computer's down and I can't play your song. So we're going to let this music here be my song while I get a water break. All right. We're back with you. Just got a few more minutes left. Six more minutes, and we're going to call it a day. I think we're going to end the program a little early, and I got to help these brothers find out where we're at. And I hate that, but hopefully y'all hear from the brothers and sisters. I'll let Brother Isaiah say a few closing words.
Yeah, just once again, I can't reiterate it any further that we need to come together and save our community. That's the only way it's going to happen. Nobody is going to do it. The government, everybody, they're giving us crumbs and they're giving us penicillin, but it ain't going to cure. There's no cure. All right? The cure is us. You know? We just got to come together. That's it. You know, come to our community to save our community. As long as you're not working in the community, then you see why the community is being destroyed. Okay? If you're working in it, then you're part of the solution. But the vast majority of us are not. And that is the 100% reason why our community is continually to die. That's it.
Case closed. Brother Isaiah said case closed. So that's how it is. If you don't reach out to the youth, then, hey, watch out for the youth. Reach out to youth because you never did reach out to the youth.
100%.
Straight up 100%. So that's all we're talking about. We appreciate everybody for tuning in with us and everything. My mouth is dry. I got brothers who are lost, and I got to help them get here, but that's who's keeping it real. We're keeping it real for further information for anybody that's going to an event, that's in organization, travel together, try to leave out together, try to travel together, because, you know, hey, we represent an organization, and when you represent an organization, you should be on time. When you represent a military, you should be on time. You know, we are a militant organization, and it's important that we be on time because people look at that. But Brother Drew X on the scene always represents. But this is for further people that's going to hear these programs, brothers and sisters that's in the organization, especially you say you're militant. You're going to territory unfamiliar, which you want to have your brothers and sisters for backup. You can't be late. Leave out together. Make this a lesson plan. I got two calls of Panther brothers and sisters that's supposed to be sitting on here on camp with me right now, and they ain't here. And they missing the whole event. So that's all I want to say. We'll keep it 100, but we're going to keep it positive. It's just, you know, each one teach many. Learn as we go. Learn from our mistakes. And, you know, when you're representing, you're representing. That's what it is. This Brother Drew X calling off that Black Nation Task Force page. He said, Black Power, thank y'all for coming out. One love.